What does this do? How do we then make that the perfect mystic when we have the great personality that matches the great spirit? The journey allows us to be so stalwart in our desire to be present that when we have pulled anchor from the past, we have changed the personality. Personality becomes changed. Who are you on the other side if you had no past? What if you had amnesia? Would you still love those people that you thought you loved? I dare say you wouldn't, because it's a chemical bond. If you had amnesia and forgot you had any problems, would you be healthy? I dare say you would be. Who would you be holding to if you had amnesia? No one. Everyone would be trying to find you, but you wouldn't know that you were trying to be found. How many of you understand that? That's a blessed way to be. But then when we do this work, when we understand our artificial need for an artificial physical high, and we understand it in very mature terms, we start to create a personality that can match marvelously with the Holy Spirit. Now we have the great union. We do have the Christ and the bridegroom, the husbandman and the bridegroom. We have them together now. Perfect unity, perfect intercourse. Now we have the mystic. Now we have the master. Now we really have something quite beautiful and rare. We create the holy personality by getting rid of all of those things. So is a master then a moralist to the highest degree? Is a master impeccable to the highest degree? Does a master live for anyone? No one but God. Is a master strong? Stronger than the foundations of the world. Now that is what the school is endeavoring to teach you. And I can say these words from here to the next Thai holidays, and there are some of you who will never hear me, because your modus operandi is about your body, your personality, and your addiction to suffering, pain, abuse, and how well it served you. And you'll never hear the message. You will covet your wrongs. You will covet your lies. You will covet that which is termed your infidelities. You will covet nasty little riches, hold them in a secret place, and you won't let go of them because they serve you. They serve to punish you and to reward you. You'll never hear the message. And only a few will hear. And only a few will change. So then, what happens when you get clear? Everything is possible. Why would a master go back to people, places, things, times, and events if he is on the verge of going on the other side of point zero? Wouldn't.